Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about the best time to work out.
When's the best time to exercise? We all have biological clocks, and most of us feel an energy dip just after lunch. Some of us peak in the morning. Others are night owls. As Gloria Estefan once sang, the rhythm is gonna get ya. The daily cycles that our bodies follow are called circadian rhythms. They originate in the hypothalamus and regulate everything from body temperature to blood pressure. How your circadian rhythm controls your body temperature seems to have the biggest impact on your workout's quality. When your temperature's higher but not feverish, your workout will feel better and be more productive. Studies have found that body temp tends to peak between 4 and 6 p.m. and is at its lowest about 1 to 3 hours before you wake each morning. For the average person who wants to lose a few pounds or stay healthy, it doesn't really matter when you exercise, as long as you do it consistently. Find a time of day that fits your schedule and feels good for you. Elite athletes do have a formula to use to find their prime workout time, but it gets a bit complicated. It's better to do something each day rather than postpone a workout or wind up doing nothing at all. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Okay, so you want to get away. You need to book a trip. Maybe it's even for business. How do you do it? Do you call a travel agent or do you show off? Are you fancy schmancy? Do you go to the computer? Do you get out your phone? Do you tap, 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 tap? And off you go, you're headed to the airport. Well, do you use a travel agent or not? These days, the internet has turned would-be vacationers into their own travel agents. Sites such as Kayak, Expedia, and a host of others allow travelers to book with ease. Travel agents, once a necessity to get to some far-off destination, are often overlooked. But for those of you who don't want to spend time planning your vacation, travel agents could be a valid option. It'll just cost a little bit more. So here we go. Some of the reasons why you may want to use a travel agent instead. Deals. Travel agents are meant to be your vacation advocate. They'll find you the best prices, and if by chance something bad happens, they'll be there to clean up the mess. Online booking will show you the prices of tickets at the moment, but prices may change daily, again, according to the USA Today. What's more, travel agents take all the stress out of vacations. Imagine not having to worry about arranging travel hotels, meals, and excursions. We went to Disney World last year. Took me 8 minutes to set the whole thing up. I went online. I had actually priced my vacation with a travel agent. I saved $900 by doing it by my lonesome. That's just me. The next one, benefits. Planning a trip really can be time-consuming. In fact, about 20% of more than 2,000 travelers said it took more than 5 hours to search and book the travel online. Travel agents, however, make a career out of easing your planning pain. They can take away the stress of vetting the countless options out there and ensure you find the best one while saving money. Well, again, back to my story. I knew where I wanted to go. We wanted to go to Disney World. We knew how we wanted to get there. We knew where we wanted to stay when we got to Disney World, so it was very easy. Maybe if it's an area that you're completely, perhaps an international location that you were very unfamiliar with, then a travel agent is probably a good option for you. The cons. You need to be flexible to see some of the cost-saving benefits travel agents do provide. Being open about where you travel and where can slash your trip costs, but your savings mean less commission for some travel agents, so they may not suggest being flexible. This according to Woman's Day. They also may be recommending hotels or cruises they've never used. Furthermore, travel agents don't offer the same cancellation policies as online engines. In the not-so-distant past, online booking engines didn't issue refunds, so travel agents were the way to go if you were concerned you'd have to cancel your trip. That's a key. When I booked the Disney World vacation, the reason why I didn't go with a travel agent was because I had to lay out all this money up front. This was still like 9 months before we went, and it was all non-refundable. What if something happens? You simply just make a reservation at a hotel yourself. You gotta let them know by, 6 o'clock, the night of the vacation itself, and you can still cancel it out. And the other one is pricing. Some agents do charge a per-hour fee when they're planning a trip. Per hour? How many hours does it take? And agents can earn commission on some of their bookings, but you can typically expect a travel agent to cost around the same as if you'd booked it yourself. When you factor in the time it saves you, travel agents may, with quotes, be worth the cost. What should you expect? Anticipate agents charging $25 to $30 to book a domestic flight, $50 to $80 to book a vacation to a single destination, and about $100 an hour for research and planning advice, according to Consumer's Checkbook. Okay, well, the $25 to $30, that's not a big deal to book a flight, even the $50 to $80 to book the entire vacation, but $100 an hour? How long does it really take for them to search everything out for you? If they are seasoned travel professionals, they would know this stuff. Offhand, they would know already. I want to go to Winnipeg. Okay, you're going to stay at the Winnipeg Holiday Inn, and here's the flight on Winnipeg Airlines that will get you there. I better not hear that that person's going to sit and research for 4.5 hours to tell me about Winnipeg. Because you know what? That's when I'm going to Winnipeg.com and booking it myself. Stay with us. Coming up next, another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. Then things you should stop buying right now. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are you dating or married to a good-looking man? Well, if you're equally handsome, that's okay. But if you're a little bit plain and your lover is gorgeous, well, good luck. Here's the social science of it. Today's lesson comes straight out of animal science, specifically ornithology. Here's what scientists have discovered. If the male bird's plumage is bright and the female's feathers are dull, the male will probably be shameless, or put another way, promiscuous. The point, pretty people, just because they're gorgeous, get extra benefits, and apparently all manner of temptation is placed in their path. What's the cheap psychological trick? Plain birds married to pretty birds end up with a empty nest. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
One of the best of all time, this figure skater won 2 consecutive Olympic golds and the world championship 4 out of 5 years during the mid-1980s.
Triple toe loop, double toe loop.
So where is Katarina Witt now? Katarina has been busy since retiring in 1994. She posed in one of only 2 issues of Playboy magazine to completely sell out. And she headed Munich's unsuccessful bid to host the 2018 Winter Olympics. Katarina recently portrayed a figure skater being pursued by a stalker in the German TV series The Enemy in My Life.
It is Katarina Witt. Katarina Witt is the world champion for the 3rd time.
Katarina Witt, queen on and off the ice. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.